Hebrews chapter 8. Now here is the summation of the things that we have spoken. We have such a high priest who sits at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle that the Lord pitched and not man. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices, so it is necessary that this man have somewhat also to offer. For if he were on earth, he wouldn't be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law, who serve in the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished by God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, he said, that you make all things according to the pattern shown to you on the mountain. But now he has obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then no place would have been sought for the second. For finding fault with them, he said, see, the days come, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they didn't continue in my covenant, and I didn't pay attention to them, says the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I'll put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I'll be to them a God, and they'll be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities I'll remember no more. In that he says a new covenant, he has made the first old. Now that which decays and grows old is ready to vanish away.